Yeah. Okay. So let's pick up the Gemara and above him without. So we're busy with the question to Sabanami. Why is it that after Kinyan steer, why can't there be Yibum? So Rav Yosef had a it was a few we had a few different Lashonis in Rav Yosef, right? It's a Sakosov, or it's a Svara. Rava Makal Vachemer. Amnesir Bemutala, but also Lily Kulshin came. If she became also to her husband, to whom she was mutter, so to the Yovam, to whom a priori she's also, because she's an Eshazach, so Kal Vachemer that she's also to the Yovam. After she was Nitma, she became also to the husband. She became also to the husband to whom she was mutter, Kal Vachemer that she's also to the Yovam. So, right away, Bashkof Rishayna, very hard to understand this Kal Vachemer. Why isn't this Kal Vachemer subject to the same kasha the Gemara asked before? Abaye asked and Rav Yosef, Nises la'achru meis blei bonim, like this Yavim? What if she goes and she doesn't marry the Yovam? She goes marry somebody else. She marries Joe. And then Joe dies. Now she falls Yibam to Joe's brother. So why don't we say the same? Let's make the same Kal Vachemer. Madlach, she became also to her husband, to her first husband, to whom she was mutter. So the mutter and Esther of also they called Shekhan. Like, and that's clearly absurd. So why is this any different? But I think that's what Rashi's preempting. That it's not stama. You hear what I'm asking? If it's stama Kal Vachemer, if to a person to whom she was mutter, she became also. So the people to whom she was usher to begin with, she certainly should become usher. So why is it only to the Yovam? You could say the same thing to a. She could say that to somebody else's Yovam. If the husband dies, she goes out. She doesn't go to the Yovam. She goes to another. She marries Tom, a stranger. She falls leave and then to the stranger's brother. So why do you say the same thing? If she became usher to Lemutu Lunestra, also Lulikol Shke. So I think the answer lies in Rashi. So Rashi says, Rovamar. Really, she was mutter to the husband. Now the nesuin became a kulkolim, but also the haimu yavama she also the chayim baila like kol shekain she nesu nesuia harishon shloi his yabim mikayach aysin hanesuin. Rashi's addressing this. Rashi's telling me the Kal Vachemer, it's not stama Kal Vachemer if she became also to X. To whom she was mutter, so Kal Vachemer, she's also to Y, to whom it's not a good Kal Vachemer. She became also to the husband because there's a lav of tuma, or an essay, at least here it's a Suffolk, it's a Suffolk site, it's not a lav, but it's an essay, or a Suffolk lav. Let's say it's an essay, but there's a lav of tuma to the husband. To the stranger, there's no lav, there's no iser. Like, what's the Kal Vachemer to be them? The Kal Vachemer altogether is mutter. She became also to the husband. Yeah, she became also to the husband with a new Isser that asks her to the husband. What does it have to do with the Yavam? There's no Isser to the Yavam. I think closer Rashi is coming to explain that the Kal Vachemer, it's not Stama Kal Vachemer. The Kal Vachemer has a Havana. And the Havana of the Kal Vachemer is that really to fall to the Yavam, there's an Isser Eshashach. What's matter the Isser Eshashach? The Nesu'in Erishayim. The Nesu'in to the dead brother. The Nesu'in to the dead brother. Causer that nisu and that ishus, you see, that ishus carries over to the yavam, and that ishus is mapped to her to the yavam. Says Rashi, if the ishus itself is mekulkel, the ishus to the first husband is mekulkeles. So an ishus that's so mekulkeles that she can't even live with the husband, how can you use that ishus to be mapped to her to the yavam? You're using an ishus. The ishus is the sivas aheter. You want to use the ishus to take off. That you want to use her ishus. This nesu'in harishayim. You want to use the nesu'in harishayim to be matir to the yavam. The nesu'in harishayim are mikul kolim. There's so mikul kolim that she became also even to the husband. So a nesu'in that's mikul kolim that doesn't even allow her to live with the husband can't be a matir for the yavam. That's the havon over here in the Kal Vachemer. So it's a Kal Vachemer with the havon. I'm not even sure that even though the Gemara calls it Rabbi calls it a Kal Vachemer, the Chari, the Rashi's Masbir, not really a Kal Vachemer. I mean, it's not a Kal Vachemer, it's a Midrash Hatorin addresses. Here it's a Svar. that an Nisuin, that a Mekukolim can't be matter to the Yavam. That's so clear to me. Why the Gemara calls it a Kavachaymer? Maybe it's like a Kavachaymer. It's a Svar, but it's a Kavachaymer than a Svar. Normally, Kavachaymer is not a Svar. Kavachaymer doesn't have to have a Svar. Kavachaymer is a Kavachaymer. It's a Midrash HaTorah in the Dresh. Over here, if we just go with the technical Kavachaymer, then you can make the same Kavachaymer to somebody else's Yavam, which doesn't make any sense. Korchok, it's not the. And the answer is that's as a technical kavachaymer, it's not really a good kavachaymer. The iser to the baal, the yavam doesn't have. So Rashi said, no, this is not a regular kavachaymer. This is a svar. It's not clear to me why it's even called a kavachaymer. It's a svar. Nisuin vera mikul kolim can't be matched to the yavam. The svar has the format of a kavachaymer. Nisuin that don't even allow her to be with the husband to whom she's supposed to be mutter, such a nisuin can't be matir to the yavam. Akapanim, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's really a kavachaymer, exactly if kavachaymer is the right word. We might close with a kavachaymer. Let's see the hemshech, because here's where it gets sticky. The way Rashi is masbil the kavachaymer, that it's a kavachaymer with the havana. So then the hemshech gemara is problematic. So gemara continues, omalei abai, elameyato, according to you, Rava, that you have such a kavachaymer, so kain godel shekidish the salmon of a mace. V'yesh le'ach kain hedyet. Leitis yabin. Kain godel married an almon. And there's a brother of kain hedyet. There should be no yibum. L'shamano. So there is yibum. But why don't we say, v'mutala, so that's a bayis kasha. That's a bayis kasha. Back to Gemara. So my ask that Abai, what are you talking about? Nesra, you're saying Mutala Nesra? She wasn't, an Amon al-Kohen Gadol is not a Mutala Nesra, a Asir v'kaima. From the very beginning, from when the Kohen Gadol married her, the Nesuim, we were Asurim from the very inception. From the very inception. And likewise, Mutala Asalahu. The lashon is Mutala Nesra. So you say it's not a Mutala and it's not a Nesra. Now Manul Kangodal is not a Mutala, but he's Asala. And it's not a Nesra because she was always Asatim. So how is this an example? By what do you want? This is not a case. You don't have here the Kavachaymer. The format of the Kavachaymer is b'mutala nesra. Hamadol kangodol is not mutala, and it's not nesra. It's not mutala, it was always asur. It's not nesra, because it was asur of a kaima. So there's no kashi from hamadol kangodol. So therefore the Gemara says, rewrites Abai, elo, Abai's kashi should be, not from hamadol kangodol, but eshes kayin shenenso umeis v'yesh le'ach cholo. The case of a kayin married a woman to whom he was mutter, and then she was nensa, she became a suratim. And now she's falling to the brother. And the brother's not a kayin, the brother's a cholo. So why don't we say, leitis yabim, nesha b'mutula, b'osul le'kol shekeh. So that's a bias kashin, Rabbi. So here's the problem, what I don't understand. The way Rashi's mazbir the kavachaymer, that it's not stam a kavachaymer, just a technical kavachaymer. I mean, I hate words like that, a technical kavachaymer. It doesn't mean anything, but I mean, it's not a kavachaymer, but like taimo. It's a svara b'etzim. It's a svara masquerading as a kavachaymer. It's a svara that nisuin that are mekukolim and are not even mutter to the husband himself. Nisuin mekukolim that aser to the husband can't be matter to the yavam. So if that's the one over here, then what was wrong with Abai's original kavachaymer? I mean, Abai's original pircha. Abai's, why does he have to rewrite Abai's pircha? Abai's pircha makes a lot of sense. If I'm by Amona the Kohen Gadol, the Nisuin are Mikukolim. The Nisuin that the Amona has with the Kohen Gadol are Mikukolim. They don't allow her to be with the Kohen Gadol. What does it matter? She became also the Kohen Gadol. She was always also the Kohen Gadol. But it's a Nisuin Mikukolim that aser her to the Kohen Gadol. This Nisuin are aser. So a Nisuin Mikukolim can't be matter her to the to it can't be matter. The Israel says, ah. So what does the Gemara want from Abaye? At maximum, you could ask an Abaye on his language. Because Abaye's lashon was im nestra b'mutala b'asal l'kolshken. So we can nitpick with the language. Okay, so rewrite the language. Anyway, we're rewriting the language of Abaye. The Gemara anyway rewrites Abaye. Instead of Amon Kohen Gadol, he's talking about the anusa to a Kohen Hedid. And then to a Kohen Hedid. So stay with the case of Amon Kohen Gadol. You don't like Abaye's language in Asur, in b'mutal u'nesra, so rewrite Abaye's language. That in I don't know, if she's Asura, I mean, use Rashi's language. If an Asura Mikkel Kolam can't be, I don't know what language Abaye would exactly use, but who cares? It doesn't fit into the language of Mutal and Esra. But L'chaira, the sense of the Kasha is still a very good Kasha. Abaye's asking a very good Kasha. You're telling me, Alumnus, that Nisun Mikkel Kolam can't be matter to the Ovum. So Amon Kangal is also Nisun Mikkel Kolam, hasn't mattered to the Ovum. So, unless I was thinking maybe you could say that the Gemara is not just asking a question on the language of Abaye or on the technicalities of the Kal V'Chaimer, because it's not stam a technical Kal V'Chaimer. It's a Rav Svar originally was a Svar. The Sun Mikul Kolim can't be matter to the Ohim. The Gemara's objection to Abaye's Kasha, to Abaye's Pircha, is that Amon L'Kohen Gadol is not Nisuin Mikul Kolim, because it's an Isser Min Atzad. Meaning Nisuin Mikul Kolim is an Isser like Soito, where the Sibah Se Isser is the Nisuin. The Nisuin became Mikul Kolim. The Nisuin, why is the Soito Asur L'Baila? We talked about it many times already. We've talked about it a few times already. Like Tosfos and Yavama says that it's a Chayv Lav in the Sher. When a woman is mezana tachas baila, the nesun itself becomes the sibas ha'isser. The fact that the marriage itself causes her to be awesome, it sours. The nesun himself become mikul kolim instead of being the nesun themselves become the sibas ha'isser, because the nesun were nitmo, the ishus was nitmo. So there we have this svara that an nesun mikul kolim, an ishus that's mikul kelis, that became an ishus of nitma, can't be matter to the yom. So Abaye says amonel kohen gadol. Gemara's objection is amonel kohen gadol. It's not the ishus, not the sibas iser. The iser, the fact, the ishus to the husband is not she's not the amonel, not also the kohen gadol, because she's married to the kohen gadol. The almana is the Israel Manal Kangodal is an Isra Minatsad. A Kangodal is also the almana. Vaharaya. The Isra didn't happen after she was married. The Isra happened from before. She was Asur Vakaimu. It's so you see that it's not a kilku. No, it's the Gemara is not just asking in the Lashon. The Gemara is saying, Biderek Araya. Almana Kangodal, she was also Tim before you ever married her. So you can't say that by Almana Kangodal, the Ishus is an Ishus Mukulkelis. The Ishus became a kilku. I mean, it's an issue, obviously, it's an issue with Kelis in the technical sense. He's not supposed to marry her. I mean, in the superficial sense, that he's not supposed to marry her. But the Siba Se'isir is not the issue itself. The reason why an Amon is also the Kohen Gadol is not because he's married her. I forget, he's not allowed to be married to her because she's Asur to him. It's not like a Saita. A Saita, the reason why the Saita is Asur to Baila is because she's married to him and the issues became Nitma. Had she never been married to the husband, and she'd be mezana tacha somebody else, she wouldn't become also to this husband. The issue is to this husband because this issue became a kukelis. So that's really what the Gemara is asking in Abaye. Abaye, amon kangolos is any minayin. That's not an issue that became a kukelis. The issue is not the sibas issa. It's an issa minatzad. It's an issa that was there from before. Amon kangolos tamos. So that's not an objection to Rava. So therefore, the Gemara has to say, the Abaye's kash is to be something else, not from Amon L'Kohen Gadol. The Gemara's kash is from Eishes Kohen Shenensa. Eishes Kohen Shenensa, apparently, there, that's an Ishus Mikul Kelis. They're the Ishus of the Sibas Issa. And I think it's Meduik in the Gemara. Eishes Kain Shenen, so what's the us? What's the Issel of Bailam? What lav? We have this in the really. Eishes Kain Shenen, so what lav is the Kain over if he afterwards lives with her? It's really a Sugi in Yavamas. We've seen it. Tula Shinus in Yavamas.
Either Zona or Hutama.
Zayin and Tumah. Zayin and Tumah. There's one lashon that maybe not even Zayin, maybe Bainish doesn't become a Zayin. That's Tula Shinus in Yavamas. And then, but there's also, but the Kuliyama, there's an issue of Tumah. Right? In other words, the issue is Zayin. The issue of Zayin is a regular issue that she has to all Kahanim. Not specifically to this husband. She's Asur Lakuna. She's a Nibbler Lapasala. She's a Nibbler Lapasala. And she becomes Asur to Kahanim. Not on that specifically to this husband. She's also Asur to all the Kainim in the world. That's his number one. And that's Tula Shainis and Yavamas, so that even applies by Ainis. But then besides that, there's an issue specifically to her husband, the issue of Tumah, of Saita. She's an Anusa, and Anusa normally not a Saita. So that says the Gemara in Yavamas. That the pasuk says, "How do you know that if a woman was nensa, she's from terrorist to her husband?" Because it says, "He loin esposa." But he is emiyat. He loin esposa. That the he an eishes yisrael does not become it doesn't get an issa tumah ba'inus. But an eishes kain has an issa tumah ba'inus. So which issa here when the Gemara talks about an eishes kain shenensa? Which issa is the Gemara talking about? Issa zayin or the issa tumah? So. In Rashi's Mufurish, we're talking about the Isitumah. Rashi says, Elo, says Rashi, Elo Hochi Parach, Eishes Kain Shenensa, Venesha, Elo, the Eishes Kain Asura, Philip Ainus. Avalesh is shown with Teres, the Sidi, he learned his spousal, and his spousal with Teres. When the Sidi, he, me Utti, you mash with the Eisha, Keresha, Philip Nitpus Asura. Keresh and Rashi, we're talking about the Isitumah of Tumah. And then it's Mukhun Nem Shechel Gemara, because the Gemara continues, and says, when the Gemara answers Abayis Picha, so the Gemara answers, Aynis Bishon, Mr. Shari, Vagavi, Dahai, Leki, Sur. The Gemara says that this is not comparable, because the Isser that the Kayin has is an Isser that the Ach is not Shaykh to Bechah. It's not like Saita. Saita is an Isser that anybody could have an Isser. Saita. All people, the Isser Saita Be'etzim is an Isser that a Yovim could have. Yisraelim, if his wife is Mazan, it'll have an Isser Tumah. But the Isser of Eishes Kayin Shenensa is an Isser that's not Shaykh to the Yavim at all. So the Gemara is, so if we're talking about the Isser Zayna, the Gemara should have said the Isser Zayna is not Shaykh to the Yavim because Gabi, because not because Zayna is Bishol Mishashari, because the Zayna be Yisrael Mishashari. What does it have to say Zayna is Bishol Mishashari? Zayna be Yisrael Mishashari. Terry says, we're not talking about the Isser Zayna, we're talking about the Isser Tumah. Is a tumah is shayach by Yisrael, but only baratzah, not by because by Yisrael it's in the vahilin is possible. So it's mukhah from the Gemara itself that we're not talking about the Zayin, we're talking about the Yisrael tumah. So that's very meduyah. So you could say Gemara doesn't want to talk about the Yisrael because it's two lashinus and you promise it there's no Yisrael vahilinus at all. So the Gemara talks about tumah because tumah you have according to both lashinus. But the few what I want to say in Rashi in the Malach Gemara, so it's very meduyah. If we told him it's a Zayin, we wouldn't. That would have nothing to do. The fact that she became a zayna to it's not if she's nivelo l'asula, she becomes asa to the husband who's a kayin, but it's even though she was mutter and then she became asa, but it's not an iser in which the isha is not the cause of the iser because she's also the kala kayinim shiva ilam. I mean, in a certain sense, the isha is the cause of the iser. If she wasn't married, then she wouldn't have become a zayna. She wouldn't be a nivelo l'asula. But the Siba Se'isir is not that the Ishus itself, by a Saita, the Ishus itself sours and becomes an Isidika Ishus. The Ishus, the Isir that the husband has when he's Baal Alishtai and she's a Saita, is that the Isir is that he's violating an Ishus, he's engaging in an Ishus Mukukelas. The Issa comes from the Issa itself. But in this zayin is not the way. In this zayin is tama. It's tama. It's a balma. She's also lekol hakayanim. It's nothing to do. But this a tuma is taken. Is the same as a tuma. So it's very. I think it's very geshmak in the Gemara. We're going to learn this way. But the Gemara is asking specifically from the Issa Tumah. The Issa Tumah is an Issa, the whole Svara Brava, B'mutal Asar, B'mutal Neser, B'asar Le'kolshkein, is only when we're talking about when the Ishus itself became a Kukelis. So there's a Svara, an Ishus Mekukelis, can't be matter the Issa Reishasach. But Staman Issa Menatzad, Amano Kangal, Staman Issa Menatzad, where he says, and also for that matter, is an Issa Menatzad. And Issa Menatzad, what does it have to do? She's also to the we don't have that Svara. Thing is that the problem that I have is the Chorin and Tosfos in the Medrash not this way. It all starts from the Rashi. I mean, it starts from two things. It starts first of all from the question that I asked at the beginning. Rava's Kavachemir, but Mutal and Esther, but also Lekoshkein. Why is it only to this Yavam? Why isn't it to, if she'll go marry somebody else, and there'll be another Yavam, and she'll go to some other Yavam, somebody else's Yavam? Why don't you have the same Kavachemir? So in Rashi, the Rashi is it. Rashi, the Farish addresses that. Rashi came back with Pharisees addressing that question. And Rashi says, no, we're talking specifically to this Yavam, where the Ishus is supposed to be Matali Yisrael Shazach. It's the Ishus that's Matali Yisrael Shazach. And the Ishus was Niskalkala. Rashi the Pharisees, those words. The Ishus was Niskalkala. An Ishus that was Niskalkala can't be matter to the Yavam. So then we had a difficulty. So then what is it? So then when Abai asked from Amonel Kangodol, and the Gemara said, no, that's not a Kasha. Why is it not a Kasha? It's a very good Kasha. Amon el Kangodol, those chariots, the same thing. The Ishus, how can the Ishus Mekulkelis be matter to the Yavam? Even it doesn't fit into the words, be Ipa Mutul and Esther. So we'll change the words. We're changing Abai's words anyway. But the sense of Abai's Kasha is still a very good Kasha. So what I thought the answer is that we'll reread the Gemara's question. When the Gemara is not asking a semantic question, the Gemara is asking a Lavdusha question. Amon el Kangodol, it's not an Ishus Mekulkelis. The Ishus is not the Sibus Esther. She was also from. She was always also. So it's not a b'mutal and Esther. It's not an Ishus that became a kulkelis. It's not an issim and asad. I'm not a kengolos. An issim and asad. That has nothing to do with the oven. So the oven is not a kengolos. What does it have to do with the oven? So then, what is the Gemara's kasha? What does Abai ask? So Abai asks from Eishes Kain Shenensa. Very meduik in the Gemara. The kasha is not from Eishes Kain Shenensa that she's a zayno. That's also an issim and asad. The kasha is from Eishes Kain Shenensa that she's a saito. She has an issim tuma. That's not going to be a kilkul in the Ishus. Exactly the same as Rava's case. That's that already Abai has a question. There you have an Issa Tumah, it's an Ishus Mekulkelis. So how can an Ishus Mekulkelis be matched to the Yavam? So what's the Gemara's teretz? We really maybe didn't really flesh out. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Einus b'Yisrael Mishnah Shor. But at the end of the day, it's an Ishus Mekulkelis. To the Kohen, it was an Ishus Mekulkelis. So some of the answer is, it's an Ishus Mekulkelis. But at it's a very small kilkel. It's a kilkel on the level that only Kayinim are shaykh. The kilkel of Eishes Kayin, since by Yisrael, Einus Yisrael Mishnah Shoy. So the kilkel of Einus is a kilkel in the Ishus. But it's such a small kilkel in the Ishus that only Kayhanim are sensitive to it. Only for Kayhanim is it a problem. But for Yisrael, such a small kilkel in the Ishus of Einus is not a problem at all. And therefore, as far as the Yovam, the Cholol, is concerned, then it's not even an Ishus Mekulkelis. For him, an Ishus of Einus, an Ishus that was violated by Einus, is not an Ishus Mekulkelis. So for the Yavam, it's a fine Ishus. And therefore, the Yavam, it could be Matad the Yisrael Shazach. The Chorah, that's how you have to read the Gemara according to the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that the Kavachayim over here is a Svar. Ha'im Lenech, these Taisis. Taisis says, Eishus Kain Shenenso. So Mara says, brings the Moya Bamas. Taisa also Maduik. We're talking about this is Saitum and not this is Zaino. Yeah, Taisa back in Lashon Hara. You see from the Gemara, we're talking about this is Tum and not this is Zaino. So Taisa says that the Mishnah didn't have to say specifically Eishes Kain Shenenso, because the Mishnah says Chayvei Lavin are asuris la balayim umutaris liyimayim. The woman who is chayvi lavin to the husband, but she's not a chayvi lavin to the yovam, so she's misyabemis. So that includes this case of Eshes Kayin Shenesa. Aval yesh to tamay effect, he says, amayli parachocha, Yisrael shenosek sheira v'naseh psua dako. Yesh to yach kosher, the dom yilu mas nisen may have a little tutsi. Why didn't Abaye ask a different question? Why didn't Abaye ask from the case of somebody was of an Eshes Yisrael, where the husband became a psua dako? So here we can say, the mutal in Esra, but also the lekol sheke. So she should not be able to be misyabemis. That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos remains with the Kasha. L'chayra, the way I want to be Masbi and Rashi, Kasha doesn't start. Tzuladaka is not a kilkul in the Ishus. Meaning, that it's also not allowed to marry. He's not allowed to be married to her. No different than a Manal Kangol. But the Sibas Isser is not the Ishus. She's also to everybody. I mean, he's also to all ladies. The Sibas Isser is not that there's some that the Ishus between him and his wife became a kukul. So that is also l'chol nog l'chol ha-Yisraeli yashibayil. So it's like a Isim and Aksad. And moreover, I don't need this, but moreover, if for some reason Tosfos thinks that Psuadaka is a kilkul in Ishus, then he didn't have to take pains. You see, Tosfos takes pains to say the case is they're not a Psuadaka married a Yisraelis, but that a person married somebody and then he became a Psuadaka. Right? Tosfos is nizer that the case is he became a Psuadaka after they got married. Why? Because he wants it to fit into the lashon. Because of the Gemara. The Gemara says the kavachim is only if it's bemutal in Esra. So he had to get married to her before he was a psuadaka, and then he became a psuadaka. So Taisa says that should go into Ovis Kavachemer, but Mutal Nesra, Basur Lo Yekolshkin. And here we won't have the Gemara's answer that only be so Mr. Shoy, because psuadaka you have by everybody. This is psuadaka shaykh to everybody in the room. So from this Taisa, it seems that Taisa learned the Gemara not like that. That the Gemara is not saying a svara that an Ishus Mekulkeles can't be mapped to the Yavam, at least not the way I wanted to say. That it's only Isurim that are in the Ishus, and the Ishus the Sibas Isur. Tosfos holds that any Isur, even Isur Menatzad, if she became also to the husband, so then she can't fully Yibam. But if she was also to the husband all along, then she could fully Yibam. So Chora, it seems that Tosfos learned that the Gemara, that Rava's Kavachemer is not this Svara that we're saying. That a Ishus Mekulkeles, like Rashi said, a Ishus Mekulkeles can't be mapped to the Yavam. It's a technical, it's a Kavachemer, just with the Midah Shacher in the dreshes. Bemutala and Nesra, but also the Kol Shekin. And therefore, it has to conform to the format of Bemutala and Nesra. To be a Kavachemer, it has to be Bemutala and Nesra, but also the Kol Shekin. But if he was a Psuadaka from the very beginning, so then it's not Bemutala and Nesra, so then there's no Kavachemer. What do you say? But also the Asura, Bemutala and Kol Shekin. It's not a Kavachemer. It doesn't make any sense. The Kavachemer only works technically. The words of the Kavachemer, b'mutul l'nesra, mean there must have been a heter that became nesar, and then call it Kavachemer to the person to whom she was also all along, that she certainly becomes nesar. Yeah, but then we go back to a question that we had at the very beginning. So then when Rova's Kavachemer, why is it only to the brother? Why by the same token, let's ask her to other people's Yavam too. If she marries somebody else, is she supposed to leave him? Why don't you say the same Kavachem? So that's really where I'm stuck. But it's cheshmaning out by me that Rashi and Tosfos have different Havanah in the Gemara. From the very beginning, Rashi learned that the Kavachem over here is a Svara. And Ishus Mekulkeles can't be mapped to the Yom. And we could work through the whole Gemara out there, that we're really handling Svaras over here, not just a dry Kavachem, a Kavachem or a Beloy Taima. Just with the Midah Shatari and the Dreshes, man. No, we're saying a Svara. An Ishus Mekulkeles can't be mapped to the husband. Rashi and Tosfos are very much that way. It's Kalkul Achshav and Nesu'in. So Nesu'in Mekulkolim can't be mapped to the husband. And we'll have to read the whole Gemara. We have to read the Gemara a little bit creatively. But the Gemara's point is, that's what that side of the whole Gemara goes. I'm under Kondolas and Nesu'in, that's sad. But Ishus Koyin Shenesu is an Ishus Mekulkeles. But I see in Tosfos not the way. Tosfos understood that it's a dry Kavachem. It could be. It doesn't have to be a specifically, it's a tumor that it's a, that the issues of the sibas is. Even Issa P'sula Daka, which is certainly an Issa Menetzad. Nonetheless, is a Kavu Chaymer. If he was a P'sula Daka all along, there's no Kavu Chaymer. But if he became a P'sula Daka, then Mamutzal B'mutta L'Nesra B'asal Kol Shekin. Which is fine, not the end of the world, except that then I have this problem. So why don't we say the same? Why don't we have this problem? Like the Gemara asked earlier in Abai. Me'el me'at, and this is la'achra meis b'lei bonim, le'tus yabim, because b'mutal l'nesra b'asal le'kol shekin. Asked if we have to find some other way to answer that question. Yeah, Joseph, you had the answer. And Sage. Hey, Joseph. I don't hear you. Why am I not hearing you? My volume's on. Somebody say something. I'm not hearing anybody. I wonder what's so quiet in here. Why am I not hearing you?
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, maybe it's just Joseph. I don't know. So, yeah, the Tosos Rush here and also Tosos and Yuvam, it's not necessarily going to help with our Tosos, but they answer that the reason why Psudaka, that it does, that Kalakom shouldn't apply to Psudaka because there's no Kilkul that I mean, Tosos Rush says here that Psudaka, no Kilkul happened in the Isha, so therefore the Kalakom shouldn't apply. So that's going to, it fits very, very nicely with Rashi. And Tosos in Yavama doesn't say Kilkul, but it sounds very similar. It says like Maisa Shira above the Isha.
Well, let me get a taste of Rush. That's so clear what he means. Only if it's a kilkul that was ira in the ish, not a kilkul that was ira in the ish. But we want to translate that to mean it has to be a kilkul with the ishus of the siva se issa. Yeah, look at Salsam Taisir Osh. It doesn't sound so much like the story that I'm saying. Then you should say, Sudaka is an Isser in general. So it's an Isser L'Cholam Nashim Shiba'ilam. The Isser Tum is specifically to this husband because it's a Tikulkul Nishus. It doesn't sound like Taisir Rosh is saying. It sounds to me more like Taisir Rosh is saying that L'Olam, it's a dry Kavachayimah without this Hasbara. But the Kavachayimah only works where she is the sibus, where she is carrying the iser, because she's the one who's falling to the yavam. So she became asur lemutala. She is asur to the kalachemer, asur to the yavam. But if she's only asur to the husband because of him, then it's really he's the one who's asur, and he's not the one who's marrying the yavam. You know,
doesn't what the Tosas Rosh is saying then come to include the case of Ishis Kanish and Ensa, meaning that is where she was subject. She's the one who's miskalkala.
Right. So that's why the Gemara thinks Ishis Kanish and Ensa should be included in the Kavachem. Okay, that has to be. It was all the cases of the Gemara, cases where something happened to her. She became also. So that's Shaykh to the Kavachem. That's what the Gemara asked Taka from Ishis Kanish and Ensa. It's a different terrace. Because they're in this Bishon Mishashoy. So, you know, the Isser that she had, the Isser that she got, was not an Isser that the Yavam is any Shaykhist. So, like, on his radar screen, she never became us. I think from Taisus Rosh's Mashmas, that he's also going with Taisus, that it's a Tukana Kavachem, it's a dry Kavachem. But that just has burr that there was a kilkel in the issues, and that, and therefore the issues can't be mapped to the oven. Issues with kilkelas can't be mapped to the oven. Yeah, the chayyur comes out as hakamachlekas Rashi and Tosfos. With this problem outstanding, the few Tosfos, why isn't she also to other yavam too? What the also? Mutala Nesra, Yasurala Lekal Shekin. Yeah, lay it down. I don't know what to do with that problem. Okay, that will, I guess, remain by a problem. Okay, I want to stop here. If anybody has any solution to this, so let me know. So Mitzvashem, I guess tentatively Tuesday we'll resume at 12 o'clock. And for the duration we'll be here at 12 o'clock through June. I hope to come. I mean, I'll come in June. I think I'm going to come in person some days, but there'll always be a Zoom. There'll always be a Zoom option. We'll see how it goes. From my point of view, I'm willing to say past June, but we'll see how long the Olam is going to be around. Let me stop the recording a second.